You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Minnesota Twins edition. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz. We are just a few days away from the trade deadline. The Twins have not been a team discussed much with regard to that deadline. Let's bring in Rhett Bollinger to talk about basically the state of the Twins. Rhett, they've coming out of the All-Star break, they've had three straight series losses, two against fellow contenders in the American League. So what are your thoughts on the Twins here? I know you said in the past that if they did do anything at this deadline, it might be maybe some small additions to the bullpen. But what are your thoughts in general on the state of this club here at the second half?
It's been a little bit of a tough opening for the Twins to open the second half. Starting out in Oakland, they come up with a big win and beat Sonny Gray. And the next day, they scored two runs in the ninth, thinking they are going to steal away another win against the A's. But sure enough, Glenn Perkins blows that save, and they end up losing that series to the A's. Faced a hot Angels team and lost the first two games, and then had a nice win, a great performance from Irvin Santana against his former team. And the Yankees come in town, kind of like the A's series, where they win the first game. Second game, looks like they've got it wrapped up. They're up 5-0. A-Rod happens, and A-Rod hits three home runs, including a tie home run in the ninth there to tie it up. So this is one of the things where against Perkins blew a second save. So it's been kind of rough. There's been some tough losses here in the second half. I don't think the Twins are ready to panic or anything yet. They still got a little bit of homestand here, facing the Pirates and Mariners before heading off on another road trip. So it's still early in the second half. They're not really panicking, but we'll see what they do at the deadline here. Likely to probably add a reliever or two is probably the most likely thing to happen here. So not ready to panic for the Twins, but definitely not the opening they thought of to start the second half.
Yeah, you mentioned Perkins. He's had a couple hiccups here in the second half after a perfect first half. But really, in general, it's been a rough stretch for the bullpen at large. How big of a concern is that, and might that spur movement here at the deadline?
It's definitely a concern. I mean, that's definitely their biggest kind of point of emphasis. Their biggest priority is upgrading that bullpen. Throughout the year, they got some guys like Blaine Boyer and Aaron Thompson have great starts for the year. And since then, they've kind of fallen off a little bit. Boyer has kind of lost his setup role to Casey Steen, who's also struggling a little bit there. Thompson's at AAA. Ryan O'Rourke, who came up, had a good start to his career with a couple of good outings, but then had another rough one in New York, So, the bullpen right now, other than Perkins, really nobody's really that dependable. And Perkins even, has blown two of the last three saves now coming out of the break. So that's kind of one of the big issues right now is just trying to figure out this bullpen. Because the big thing, even when those guys were kind of rolling, was this isn't really a bullpen that strikes a lot of guys out. So when they get into these jams or even come into a jam, with inherited runners, they don't get enough strikeouts to really get out of a lot of these jams. So I think a kind of a power arm that could get some strikeouts, a power arm or even two, I think would be a big impact for this Twins team. But they don't also want to give up too much. They don't want to mortgage their future just to kind of get some relief help now, especially help that's kind of a rental, just because they know that they're looking to compete longer than this season. I think this season was more of a surprise, and they actually are still competing. So I don't think this team really wants to give up much of their future, say a guy like Oswaldo Arcia, for just a relief help, just because you don't kind of want to, sell the future just to kind of help win today with just relief help.
Yeah, it is tough because they are a little bit ahead of schedule. But at the same time, hey, they're one of only five teams in the American League that ended the week with a record north of 500. So it's some pretty rare territory here this year overall. But obviously, Rhett, the rotation's been a big key to the Twins' newfound relevance here this season. And, of course, it'll be the big key for them moving forward with the rest of the year. And Irvin Santana has been very sharp in his four starts. He's 2-0 with a 2.6 ERA. And eight shutout innings against the Angels last week. I don't know if we'd seen him that good since his 2011 no-hitter for the Angels. So just discuss what you've seen from Santana since coming back from the suspension.
He's been really sharp. He's had that one bad start he had. Outside of that, he's been really good. His first start of the season, he faces another former team in the Royals. He goes eight innings. He gives up two runs. The other start was kind of hurt by some home runs, I think, against the Tigers. Outside of that, he's been really sharp. I mean, that Angels start was pretty impressive. A lot of strikeouts in that start, too, and his velocity was really good. His velocity, he was sitting, 95 miles per hour and occasionally touching 96, and then that slider was just, guys had no chance against it, which is funny because when he was in Oakland, he also had a really strong start there and pitched eight innings, I think, as well. So it was one of those things where he didn't really have much velocity in Oakland and only one strikeout. So The good news is he's kind of figured out ways to do it even on those days where he doesn't have his good stuff. So he's been a big addition to this pitching staff for sure, exactly what they were hoping for. And like you said, the eight innings, you know, he's gone, I think, 7 2/3, 8 and 8, and the one bad start. So he's given them length, which helps the bullpen. He'll be counted on definitely in the second half. I mean, the tough part for the Twins is, you know, he's not eligible for the postseason because of the suspension. Right. Even if they were to make that one-game playoff, he's not even eligible for that. So that's kind of the tough thing, is knowing that all they can really get from him is those starts in the second half, but it's still a really big thing for this rotation. You know, we've seen some of the guys like Mike Telfrey fall off a little bit. He's at least coming off a strong start, and Kyle Gibson had a, you know, great, you know, finish to the first half, but second half, he struggled a little bit too. So, and Hughes has been a lot better. So I think in general, though, I think you kind of need to get this rotation going again, and I think that Santana's going to be a big part of that going forward.
How about Phil Hughes, Rhett? His outing against the Yankees the other day was his first start without giving up a home run in more than a month, I think, since the beginning of June. And it sounds like he used his changeup more. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. I think he used his changeup a little bit more. The pitch that he's kind of learning this year, and it's still kind of in some situations a little bit afraid to use it. But I think you've seen some of the guys like Kyle Gibson. A lot of Gibson's success this year has been because he's kind of embraced that changeup. But that's the big thing that the new pitching coach, Neil Allen, really embraces, is that changeup, especially, you know, even righty on righty, which in the past, you know, is kind of a taboo thing just because it's so easy to get up a home run, you know, righty on righty changeup if a guy gets out in front of it. But he was starting to use that a little bit more, was very effective against the Yankees. And even the home runs he's allowed, I think the last 10, obviously he's given up a lot of them, but I want to say the last 10 home runs he's given up have all been solo shots. So at least he's kind of given up home runs with nobody on base, or maybe he's challenging hitters when he's got a little bit of a lead to work with, a little bit of a cushion, and not really, you know, giving up the big three run home runs that are costing him. At least he's kind of given up those solo shots where it's just the one run. But definitely a little bit of a concern just because the home run rate last year was so good. And that was kind of his issue in New York a few years ago, was the home run rate. And all of a sudden now it's kind of back at that level. But if you look at his overall ERA over the last, say, 9 or 10 starts, and he's been really solid. He's kind of really picked it back up kind of where he left off last year. He hasn't quite been as good, you know, in terms of last year breaking that record for strikeout to walk ratio, but he's still been very effective, you know, number two type starter, maybe number three type starter. So he'll take that going forward. But definitely the home run rate, if you can keep the ball inside the stadium, it's definitely going to help the rest of the season.
Byron Buxton's been out a few weeks now with that sprained left thumb. I know there's somewhat of an update on him, him doing some key work and flip drills, but it also sounds like he's not especially close to returning. Is that right, Rhett?
Yeah, exactly. He's got a big plan laid out for everything he needs to do. The good news is he's kind of getting back into baseball activities. The other day he was swinging the bat underwater, which I don't think I've ever heard of before, but if that works, you know, more power to him. But those type of things, where at least he's kind of swinging the bat. He can play catch now with no issues, that kind of thing. So they'll kind of ramp him up. I believe he's supposed to head out to Fort Myers, Florida, to kind of work out here pretty soon now and get kind of back into it. And then he'll probably go on a pretty lengthy rehab assignment just to kind of get it going, especially because he did struggle, too, with the majors, you know, when he was up there. Still want his back to kind of get going before he gets called back up. So, yeah, it sounded like he's probably, you know, about 2 to 3 weeks away still at the very least, potentially longer, kind of depending on how he goes with that rehab assignment. So he's still a little while away. The good news is that it healed properly in the fact that he's at least back to baseball activities. But it is taking maybe a little bit longer than expected, but he's not like he's too far off the timetable. It wasn't like he suffered any setbacks. They're just being careful with him because they don't want him to, you know, re-aggravate that injury.
Yeah, if you could do the underwater swings and then run on the anti-gravity treadmill, that would be one heck of a workout, I think. And one last thing, Rhett, Torrey Hunter tying Kirby Puckett's home run mark as a Twin. That would be a special moment for him.
Absolutely, it really was. I mean, it meant a lot to him. I mean, he was, you know, he was even kind of sad passing him on the home run list just because he's so close with him. He knew him so well as a player, as a young player. That was kind of his idol, a guy that he looked up to. So it's kind of cool. Even, and Kirby Puckett's son was there and met with the media and talked with us and talked about, you know, how special it was of all people that Torrey would do that just because they were so close. I mean, and that's the way Torrey is now with these younger guys, guys like Aaron Hicks and Byron Buxton in spring training and now, you know, in the major league roster, those guys just flocked to him. And that's how Torrey was in spring training with Kirby. Kirby was at the tail end of his career, and Torrey was just a youngster, but it was someone that Torrey really looked up to and really kind of, you know, a lot of things that Torrey's become as a player and as a person, I think, just from kind of emulating how Kirby was And being around him as a Twins player, as a young player, he's always talked about that being a big influence on his career. So for him to do that meant a lot to him. He's kind of emotional, so it's definitely a really cool moment to see that.
All right, and obviously Hunter joined the cause. You expected maybe some milestone moments like that, but didn't necessarily expect him to be so relevant and the Twins to be so relevant. So we'll see if they can make it a nice end to this 2015 story as we go along here in the second half. I want to thank Rhett Bollinger for joining us to talk about all that. And thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Minnesota Twins edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.